Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue a series of conversations about fakes, forgeries, and lost or misattributions.
You have become a master of describing to us what fakes are like in music. What do you have for us for today?
Well, I'm going to take us away from music briefly into literature so we don't leave it behind. We've been having a very interesting adventure exploring the world of fakes in music and art. What about literature? There is an ongoing debate whether Shakespeare wrote all his plays. If not, this sure was a way to guarantee posterity by other authors to their works, attaching them to a great name. The Book of Psalms is attributed to King David, though it's pretty clear that many of those beautiful poems, those psalms, are later on the rivers of Babylon, could not have been written while the king was still sitting on his throne. So it's terribly obvious that we have a time gap here. So what you achieve is you elevate the distinction of a text by attribution. Did God write the Bible? Now, this is the ultimate trying to validate a text, giving it a stamp of divinity by attaching it to God. You know, a group of priests, likely divinely inspired, write a text and sanctify it this way. You're being silent.
No, I mean, I'm very interested in that. I personally had never thought that God sat down and wrote the Bible, but there are many people who believe it.
I wonder who does, but we call it the Word of God. So this, in a way, is an attribution. Women in the past, many, many times, had the only chance for them to be noticed was to write under a male pseudonym. So you have George Eliot, a great writer, George Sand, and Fanny Mendelssohn, Felix Mendelssohn's sister, who was forbidden to publish under her own name because it was not becoming for a woman of high society, of her standing, to be involved in making money, printing. So quite a few of her songs are included in Felix's books, and I would like to honor her one more time today by playing one of her charming works. Give her the right billing, of course.
Thank you.
The final movement of Fanny Mendelssohn's Piano Sonata in G Minor, recorded by Beatrice Rausch. Information about the music shared during Classical Music According to Yehuda is posted along with each segment at wamc.org/roundtable. To learn about Yehuda Hanani's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.